But I have delivered kids home in the wee hours of night after things like that, after school activities, that their parents should have been there with them.
To show they're interested, if nothing else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 2 or 3 miles in each direction from home.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that. Of course, you think, well, maybe we went overboard at it. I don't know. When the girls were in school over at Chickasha, I remember the spring Joanne graduated over there. Mainly was over there 5 consecutive weekends. Well, you had your little theater she was in. You had your style show she was in. You had your, oh, whatever it was. And then your baccalaureate services 1 weekend. Graduation exercise 1 week. There was always something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, well, heck, that was 200 miles from our place to that campus. 201 miles to be exact. How many times did we go over there? Just things like that.
Mm-hmm.
John and Henry, this nephew of mine's here today, and his older brother, that was first cousins, made the livestock judging team. James made the alternate. Of course, he was freshman. He wasn't worried too much about it. He made the alternate. So they had a statewide meeting at Turner's Ranch over Sulphur.
Mm-hmm.
And James elected to go as the alternate because somebody couldn't go. So they got in and started over there. And actually his older brother and his two older nephews were quite put out because he hadn't studied and he hadn't got ready for this judging, going to a state meet. Every school and state is supposed to be represented there. And they didn't go to any uncertain terms to tell him so. All it happened, you know, late in the evening, this way he got word he had to go. And the kid came home with a bronze bull as the highest point individual in the whole state that day.
I got that bronze bull. That was funny.
It did. I'm telling you. But, of course, you know, Oklahoma City, through A&M, has been your international soil judging site.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been to that and set me up. We spent a lot of hours and a lot of money and a lot of miles on the youngins, but I guess it's been worth it.
Yeah.
We've never gone up to the courthouse and got one of them yet.
Just one of those trips makes a lot of miles worthwhile.
And you know something that's kind of unusual? I don't know whether you noticed it here this afternoon or not. But Mamie and I, or John or James, were neither smoking.
Mm-hmm.
We've got 5 young'uns and 5 in-laws. And they can have a dinner down at our place. And if you come in looking for an ashtray or somebody will do that punch you want to go get a saucer, they don't even know where it is. Now, there was nothing in their raising up from religion or rules or regulations that demanded that they leave off tobacco. I took 2 tobacco one time and I was working a dog that killed a skunk and I got through wallowing in the dirt and I couldn't even die, which had been a good thing about. I took it in the hot summertime working 7 mules to a grader. You know what happened. And I smoked a few cigars. Didn't like cigarettes, but I smoked quite a few cigars. Of course, the man in depression, the wife, and a bunch of young'uns shouldn't smoke cigars. And anyway, I lost 3 teeth right here.